Are we okay? I just want to say I'm so happy to be here. Isn't that what Minnie Pearl used to? I'm just so proud to be here. Because last week the doctor said, not for two more weeks are you going to get out of the hospital. But I'm thankful that I'm here today. I appreciate all that the church has done for us while I've been in and out of the hospital. Thank you for food. Thank you, especially the last few weeks with hospital food is about to kill me. And I've got food given in the hospital, and when we came home, food given, and I appreciate it. Thank you. But more than that, I appreciate your faithfulness to this church. It's good to see each and every one of you. We pray God's great blessing and power to be in your life. For everyday things that you need, that God is right there ministering and helping. We appreciate every one of you. Thank you and God bless you. And I love you. If I haven't said that before, I want to say it now. I love you so much. Donnie said I'd give a medical update. Yo-yo. Medical update was last week, they said no way, and things turned around. And God turned things around because there's no way that all I did was lay there in bed. Last week I wanted to give a recorded message, but I just was too weak to do it. And this week, I'm able to be here. And I hope today's message touches you, because it's already touched my heart. But I hope it touches you. This past week, I saw on Facebook a picture of Sister Christine Little, Brother Henry's wife. And she passed away a few years ago. I don't know, two or three or what the number was, but Sister Christine was the children's leader in the church. She touched more children than anyone I know of, and she was the best children's leader. She loved her kids, she taught them, she prayed for them, and she led them to Christ. And I just wanted to give just a bit of honor for whom honor is due. And I know this is Father's Day, but Sister Christine was a wonderful lady, and I think this past week was her birthday. But she also did garage sales, quilting, ladies' meetings, and lunch at Carl's Jr. Also, we want to appreciate Brother Henry, who's not with us today, wasn't able to be with us. He's been a deacon for a long time. He cleaned up around the church. He did everything he saw that he could do, and he's been very faithful. Happy Father's Day to Brother Henry, and happy Father's Day to Brother Jim Wilbanks, our bass player, and my father-in-law. And to all of our fathers, we have a special gift for fathers and all men. All men, you get a gift today because it's Father's Day. And Donnie will take care of that after service. I'd like you to turn with me to the book of Matthew. I want to read the Lord's Prayer, which is actually our prayer. Matthew 6, 9 through 13. Jesus said, "In this manner, therefore, pray." His disciples wanted to know how to pray. So he said like this, "Our Father, who I got to watch the version. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let's pray. Jesus, anoint your word today. Lord, we've sought you to be able to relate to your people how you are our Father. Why are you our Father? Because your Son drew us in to be one with you as you are one with him. Today, Lord, we want to call on you for our heart's needs, our daily needs, forgiveness of sin. And Lord, we want to also be praising and glorifying you because your kingdom is so powerful and we want to be such a part. Bring anointing, Jesus, in your holy name. Amen. The first line of this prayer, our Father. People have different kinds of fathers. Some are lovey-dovey, some are more strict, some are a little distant. Some may be, I don't know, just too much, too loving, too kind, but I don't see that much. My dad was a wonderful father. His dad was a crummy father. And I hate to say that about my grandfather, but he wasn't a good guy. My dad had to rescue two of his younger siblings because they were given away or they were mistreated by my grandfather. But my dad took my aunt Mary and my uncle Howard and put them in good hands with Mama and Papa Blanton that raised them. Mama raised them in church and taught them the way of the Lord. She was a wonderful Christian lady. But my dad's ideal father was my mom's dad. He said he always loved everybody, invited everybody into his home. And he said, I appreciated the man and the way he raised his family. And Dad was a great dad, but he modeled after someone else's father, my mom's. I appreciate today on Father's Day my sons. They made me a father. And Doug, when he was little, waited at the front door on Cerrone. When I came home, it was amazing to see him. Donnie playing in the yard in Texas and loved coming home and seeing him. After working all day long, we were glad that Donnie was there playing in the yard. They also made me a grandpa, which is one of the greatest things in the world. When we have children, it's wonderful to train them. It's wonderful to be an example. But the greatest thing is to love them, to have someone to love, to have someone to hold, to hug. After they get a little bigger, they're not so much about hugging. But I want to tell you what, since I've been diagnosed with leukemia, My boys have come together. I felt their love, their prayers, their support for their mom, and I cannot love them more. I appreciate every prayer. I appreciate every call. I appreciate everything they do. We have had pastors who are like fathers to us. Several come to mind, but I want to give honor to Brother Watson today, pastoring this church twice. Once when Debbie and Jan and all these were, these young ladies were teenagers, and again when our boys were teenagers. Brother Watson was one of the greatest preachers this church has ever had, and one of the greatest pastors and a father figure for us all. My message today is mainly the prayer that Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. But I want you to know in Ephesians 1 and 4, the scripture says, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. That means Jesus was chosen to be our Savior before the foundation of the world. And then John 17, Jesus has a prayer for the church, and he says, Father, you have given me these. These are your children. These are the ones that I have secured for you, and I want you to keep them. The reason I speak of these two verses is because I want you to understand the questions that come up in the Garden of Gethsemane is answered on the cross. I know different people have questions. Is Jesus trying to get out of being the Savior and going to the cross? My heart, my feeling is absolutely not. What Jesus is doing is coming before his Father and working out the will of God before he goes that next step. This is the reading of the prayer in the garden, Matthew 26, 36 through 46. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to his disciples, sit here while I go and pray over there. He took with them Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowfully and deeply distressed. And he said unto them, my soul sorrowfully, even to death, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me. And he went a little further, and he fell on his face and prayed, saying, this is Jesus calling out to his Father. This is Jesus bearing his soul for our benefit and coming before the Father. I think making sure this is right, this is the time. And he said, oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, Jesus knew what was ahead. Jesus knew the stripes, the pain. It was planned before the foundation of the world. But he prayed, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me, nevertheless, not as I will. My will is, my flesh is weak, my spirit is willing, but nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, what? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Jesus was doing battle for our mental state. Jesus was doing battle for our flesh and also for our spirit. He was doing battle. So again, the second time, he went and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if this cup cannot pass from me unless I drink it, your will be done. You see a little change. No longer, Lord, if it be possible, but now, if this cup cannot pass, if this is truly the time, if this is truly your will be done. And he came and he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away again and prayed the third time the same words. I want to make something very, very clear. Jesus prayed for the will of God and for this crucifixion that was just ahead of him, the death on the cross, three times. There have been doctrines that have gone out that said if you pray more than one time, you have no faith. How can you say that of the Son of God, who went back to this issue three times? Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Then he came to the disciples and said unto them, are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand. The Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. Jesus prayed the prayer, if it's possible, let this cup pass. But he got up from prayer and said, I'm ready to meet the betrayer. I'm ready to commit to whatever these people have in mind for me. And I know the cross is a painful and a tough death. And we've all read the description of the stripes that Jesus bore. We've all read the description of him carrying the cross and falling under the weight, and someone else bearing the cross to the point of Calvary, of Golgotha. In the book of Mark, this same scripture mentions Jesus calling on his Father, Abba Father, Papa God. Luke mentions an angel strengthening Jesus and sweat as great drops of blood. I was praying last night and I said, Lord, I've never prayed with that intensity to where I was sweating as great drops of blood. But I appreciate the fact that I've been able to call on the name of Jesus Christ because of the garden prayer. And not only the garden prayer, but the fact that Jesus got up, he faced a trial that was absolutely a scam, broke every rule of Jewish law to convict Jesus of being a heretic and of coming against the Roman government and all that they convicted him of. And Pilate put on the tree, King of the Jews. They said, take it down. He said, I will not take it down. And then we go on to Luke 23, 44 through 30, 49, where Jesus dies on the cross. Jesus did his praying. Jesus rose up. Jesus stood the scrutiny of a false trial. And then in verse 44, it says, now it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the earth until the ninth hour. The sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was torn in two. This veil was very thick, impossible for man to tear it in two. But God tore it in two to open up the holy place, because Jesus paid the price once and for all. No more sacrifices needed. No more bloodshed of animals. The blood of Christ was sufficient. And when Jesus cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Nothing could have taken the life of Christ. The devil could not have taken it. Jesus said, I could have called 10,000 angels and they'd deliver me from this cross. But he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. In other words, I give up. It's finished. I give my life. And having said this, he breathed his last. So when the centurion saw what had happened, he glorified God, saying, certainly this was a righteous man. And the whole crowd who came together to that sight, seeing what was done, beat their breast and returned. But all of his acquaintance, the women who followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance watching these things. They watched Jesus die. Jesus said, when you pray, pray, Our Father, which art in heaven. Jesus did the dying on the cross so that every day you and I can come before the Father and we can cry out, Our Father. You know, I don't know what your dad may have been like. He may have been a wonderful person. He may not. But our Father is a wonderful God that loves us. We can call out on him 100 times a day. Our Father. I was struggling with a song, and I heard Andrea Bocelli sing the Lord's Prayer. And I said, that's the song. Our Father, which art in heaven. You said you just read that in the beginning. I know. It's the same as the beginning verses. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And for thine is the kingdom and power and glory forever. If your dad is with you, show him love some way or another today. If he's not, hold the memory of his love and the love that you shared. We can train our children. We can guide them. We can help them. We can, you know, we can do so much. But let's not forget to love them. I don't know why this came to my mind, but my dad used to shoot rats in front and back of our house. He had a 24-gauge shotgun, and he laid the shotgun down. And I came behind him while he was looking for one of the rats and pulled the trigger. And it's scared me and it scared him. And I don't know why that come to mind, but I'll tell you what. My dad, we went through some experiences, but I'll never forget his love. And on the day before he passed away, I said, Dad, and Debbie said, Dad, do you know who I am? Herman, do you know who I am? And he said, yeah, and you've changed your hair color. He said, I feel like I could get up and work a day's work. And I said, well, you don't have to. You don't have to worry about it. I love my dad. Love your dad if he's still with you. Love your children. Love your children. What a wonderful blessing we have. I'm going to say a prayer. And then I'm going to ask you if you have any memories of your dad that you'd like to share. Lord Jesus, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for this wonderful church. So powerful, so grounded in your word. I pray blessing. Oh Lord, I pray supernatural blessing upon your children. We love you. I pray every heart, every one of us be able to call out our Father. We love you, Father. We honor you, Father. Bless your church today. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, we can call you Father because of what Jesus did for us on the cross, for the resurrection, for the ascension, for the sitting at the right hand, your right hand, Father. We honor and give you glory. Amen. Does anyone have a memory or something you'd like to share about your father, your dad, your daddy, your papa? Anyone at all? Christy, you wanted to share?
Thank you.
Yes. Yes, amen. Amazing.
It's so good to us and so good to my mom. And treated us like our own. It was just a blessing.
Anyone else? Brother Andrew. It's a good time to use a Kleenex. Anyone else want to share? Donnie?
Well, you were sharing your story of nearly shooting your dad. And it brought to mind the time in Texas when I found a .22 bullet and put it on a rock and hit it with a hammer. I think we had some kids riding their bikes around us, and you had company over inside. That came to mind. Also, what came to mind was my first real regret that involved you, and it was you had been home, you weren't working that day, and you'd been working all day on building me a Boy Scout race car and painting it with a racing stripe down the middle, and the racing stripe bled a little under the tape. And I got mad and I scratched it with a nail. I think I did a lot worse things than that in my life, but that one I really regret. I really felt bad later, even as a bratty, whatever, eight-year-old or whatever I was. I thought that was wrong because he'd worked on that all day long. Later, you came and built us a house, and you built us a shed, and this was all over the course of years with the shed. We have video. I've been watching a lot of home video lately of Claire. She's like this big, kind of Ellie's size, I think, and just running around up the ladder, down the ladder. You took her up on the roof, and our kids have amazing memories, and we have amazing memories of having you there for over the course of years, sometimes on a daily basis, building and working and building and working and building and working. We couldn't be more thankful, not for just all that work, but having you in our lives so much on a daily basis. The kids have their memories going from, like I said, before Evan was born, all the way up until, just I think it was 2 weeks ago, you came in and we're still working on the house, and Dad came over and I said, we have rooms gutted and I had done demo, and I said, but I don't know what to do next, and my dad had started building in there before he got sick. And so he came in a few weeks ago, and he said, okay, we set the date, and he came in, and he laid out, this is what you need to do next, this is what you need to do next, and I just did what I was told, and he would say, no, turn it around, and I'm thinking, I'm sure he'd like to just do it himself, but it was such a great experience for me to be taught like that in that circumstance what to do. And I love you, and I'm so thankful you're here this morning.
I love love you too. And I'm glad to be here. Anyone else?
Everything you've taught me, raising me, I like to think you did a good job, and I appreciate all of the, you know, instilling. Audrey wasn't in church when she came here. But you know, she is now. Generations are blessed by your commitment. Generations.
Anyone else want to share? I kind of like dads. Audrey? Praise God. Anyone else want to share?
If you ask me what I remember the most about my dad, first of all, he was one of the hardest working men I ever knew. I went to work as an apprentice carpenter with the same company he was working for. And he was running this job in building big complex, and they put me on the same job with him. After the third day, I went to the superintendent and I said, can you put me on a job? He's going to kill me. He was afraid that people would say, oh, he was being favoritism to him. He was working me. He was a provider for sure. And a comical thing about it that he wasn't a comic, really. He was a friendly man. He always won the special handshake. Any function they had, he always won the special handshake. I don't know. He just had a friendly handshake. But at 19, I'm fixing to get married, and my dad says we need to have a talk. And I said, boy, this is going to be good. So we got down and sat down. He reached in his pocket and pulled out a book and said, here, read that, and he left. But he was a hard-working, honest man. He was an honest man. Taught me, if anything's worth doing, do it right the first time. You won't have to go back. I love my dad.
Anyone else want to share? Yes, sir.
Once when my dad, my sister, and me were playing with the Duplo Legos, we made a tower that went up
Ah. Anyone else? We appreciate your sharing about your fathers and just absolutely love one another. I would like, we haven't planned this part. I would like Debbie to come to the piano, and I'd like Donnie to pray for anyone that needs prayer. My experience lately with the medical has been really up and down, but I appreciate every prayer. I really do. Thank you. And I pray God bless you.
Jim, one other thing. I saw this morning, and I thought it was very appropriate. It was saying thank you to all the fathers, but it said also thank you to all the single women that their fathers left at an early age, strong women that brought their children up.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Donnie? You want to see if anyone needs prayer?
Does anyone need prayer? Would anyone like to come up for prayer?
Well, you're already up here. Can I pray with you?
Okay.
Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just pray for Dad this morning, Jesus, as we did earlier and as we do every day, Lord God. We just pray that your power come over his body, Lord Jesus. You've created him. He's your son. You're his father. And you know everything there is to know about Dad. You know everything there is to know about his body. You know every challenge. You know every cell. You know everything that isn't as you created it originally. And you know how to put it back together. And so we pray, Lord God, that you do miracle work in his body, putting it back together the way you created it, Lord Jesus. We ask in your name, that by your Spirit, you come over his body in strength and restoration and restore, Lord God, what the sickness has taken back to health, Lord Jesus. In your name we pray, Lord God. We ask because we know that you are able and that you are a God of wholeness and completeness. And we ask that you bring wholeness and completeness back to his body. In your name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Now you can give out your gifts.
Oh. I almost forgot. Sure, bring the kids. I'll be right back. Who was here last week when I asked for suggestions for Father's Day gifts? Who gave me a suggestion? I didn't get any suggestions, so I did it on my own. So this is the first of its kind, in a way. And I've already been gently admonished that I didn't do this for the Mother's Day. Because for Mother's Day, everybody got See's candies. A pound of nuts and chews, which is nothing to sneeze at, right? That's not bad. But today we have three options. And it's not too much of a gamble because we don't have that many men here today. So it's got to work. So the options are a gift card to Pete's Coffee, a gift card to the Burger Pit. who knows what the burger pit is. And a pound of nuts and chews from C's Candies. And there are the assorted lollipops from C's Candies that I think everyone in the building can probably walk out with if we're careful. So the kids are going to, they have baskets. The kids are going to help in delivery, I guess. So I guess you can give me suggestions after the fact on how you think this went. Raise your hands if you like Pete's, if you want the Pete's. No pressure. Two men, Michael and Kevin, in the back row have requested Pete's. Claire, can you deliver the Pete's? And thank you to Andrew and Bridget, who reminded us that Costco sells gift cards, discounted gift cards to C's. And so it's like all in the same campus. So this year we made use of that discount and went to Costco first, and then we went to C's. Burger Pit. Burger Pit. Raise your hand. Yes?
Get Matt's, yeah.
We have two for Burger Pit. I'm just double checking these. Yes. Two for Burger Pit. Andrew and Jan is going to take delivery for Matt. Evan? You don't want to do the burger? Lydia, can you help me with the Burger Pits? Evan wants to do C's Candies. Okay, so your dad, one, and my Aunt Jan, with her hand up, is going to take delivery for Matt, Uncle Matt. This leaves C's Candies. And raise your hand. Do you have another husband, Jan? Okay. Raise your hand for Brother C's Andrew. Candies. Brother Andrew in the back is one. That's, who else? Grandpa, you're C's?
I'm a great grandpa.
What? Or Burger Pit. It's not sugar free. Would you rather have?
I do not.
Daddy, if you want Burger Pit or C's Candy that is not sugar free, or
one more Burger Pit. We have plenty of everything. We're okay. And Dad, you have not raised your hand that I saw. Did you raise your hand?
Not yet.
C's.
Don't forget Brother Andrew C's. Brother Andrew, it's nice to meet you finally.
Brother Andrew in the back of the sound system. Was that only one?
C's.
Oh, you're not a dad yet. Or a guy. Okay, so yeah, Dad, you and I haven't chosen.
I'll go Burger Pit.
Burger Pit.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I'm gonna go Pete's.
Debbie said I'm not to give out any hugs because my white cells are quite low. So I'm not trying to be unfriendly, and I've already broken the rule, but I love you and I appreciate each and every one.
Evan, this says Father's Day on it. Go exchange Andrew's for this one, Father's Day. They had one labeled for Father's Day, so that worked out. Lollipops. Vanilla chocolate, butterscotch, and latte. Everybody ought to get one of these. I'm just guesstimating, but everybody ought to get one of these. And we will set them right out there or right here. I don't want to put any pressure on the kids to figure out flavors, so. And that is all we have for Father's Day presentation. So, Dad, do you want to close in prayer?
Lord, we're thankful for this day. We're thankful for these, your people. Pray blessings today, blessings this week. And, Lord, we pray that your hand be upon us. We want to see your mercy of miracles. In Jesus' name, amen. And you consider yourself dismissed.